Welcome to another exciting episode of Tricks on My Trade. I'm Emily, your host, and today we have not one, but two special guests with us, Aurel Hatawan and Lorik Morina, who are dual students studying at ISC Hochschule for Management, a university here in Germany, and working at the GAP Partnership, a leading negotiation consultancy company. A dual study is a program here in Germany that combines academic studies with practical work experience in a company. As dual students at the GAP Partnership, they have the unique opportunity to work and learn from some of the best in the industry in the world of negotiation and, of course, leadership. Hey, Aurel, Lorik, it's great to have you on the show.
Hi, Emily. We're also very happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
First and foremost, I'm very interested about your background and what led you to join the GAP Partnership.
Well, I think I'm going to start with this one. What I always wanted were two things. I wanted a big challenge and I wanted an international company. So, as you said, the dual study program would give me this challenge. I could study and work at the same time. And the international company was what I was searching for, and TGP would give me that. TGP will have so many different people from different cultures and different countries. It's exactly what I was looking for.
That's good to hear. How about you, Aurel?
Yeah, well, so first of all, I come from Indonesia, and I've always wanted to study abroad. So I thought, why not go to Germany and find something to do there? And I came across the GAP Partnership, actually, from the dual studies program. And I thought the GAP Partnership offers very international stuff. So I thought, why not try out?
Wow, that's an incredible leap of courage it took, moving all the way from Indonesia to Germany. I can only imagine the excitement and challenge that came along with such a daring move. How has the experience been so far for you, Aurel?
Yeah, well, first of all, Germany is definitely a different place than back home. Not only is it colder, it's also they have different cultures here. So it was kind of a culture shock for me when I first got here, but I'm slowly getting used to it, and I'm really learning a lot of things by moving to Germany. Yeah.
Can you share with me what was your first time as an experience here in Germany?
Well, first of all, one of the hardest challenge I had to go through by going to Germany was to get a visa that would allow me to not only study but stay in Germany. And this was a very complicated process because it took me more than 2 months to finally get an approved visa.
Well, now you're here. I hope you enjoy your experiences in Germany. So now, both of you, how long have you been at the GAP Partnership?
For me, it's now 1.5 years at the GAP Partnership.
Yes, and I have just joined recently, so, 6 months ago. So I'm still pretty new.
It has been quite some time. So can you share a specific example of how your negotiation skills were put to the test?
Yeah, this is an interesting topic because we work at a negotiation consultancy, but I had never made an experience of showing my negotiation skills in the company. But I can tell you about an incident that happened outside of the company when I was buying my first car.
Okay, so how has the experience been? Like, looking back on your first car buying experience, what exciting tips can you offer to those who are embarking on their own car buying journey for the very first time?
Being comfortable with being uncomfortable is a very, very good tip I would give. Because what happened was, I asked the car dealer for an offer. He made the offer and I instantly rejected it. I said, no way. This is not happening. And then I stayed silent. I didn't say anything. And he also did for the first seconds. And I could see in his eyes that he was getting uncomfortable with the silence. And I actively tried to be comfortable with the silence, which then got me to a better offer. And this got to an even better offer. So I really got off very good with buying the car.
Wow, that's such an interesting story that you use the professional flinch and remaining silent to get you a better offer. Thank you for sharing your experience with us. How about you, Aurel?
I've encountered some times where I have to negotiate my way through it, mostly in my private life, though, however. Like, for example, when I had to kind of negotiate my way with my sisters because I have two younger sisters, and they're always depending on me for stuff. And we had this one time where we were arguing what to buy from McDonald's. And I told them that if they want me to pay for their food, they have to buy what I want and under my budget. And I told them if they want to buy what they want, they'd have to use their own money. And at the end, I paid for their food.
So were you satisfied with the McDonald's meal you negotiated using your power dynamic as the older sister here?
Yes, I was quite satisfied because I mean, I did have to pay for their food, but yes, we got what we all wanted at the end of the day.
Now, I would like to shift the conversation to hear your thoughts on the talent development initiatives. What do you think about the initiatives that we have in place to groom the next generation of leaders?
I'm now since 1.5 years at the GAP Partnership, and I'm amazed about the effort that the GAP Partnership puts on us. Here, we really feel like being young talents, and all the people here give us valuable knowledge about every work-related matter. You really learn a lot, but not because only of the studies or the work, but because talent development is taken so seriously by the people, which makes the work experience and the learning journey at the GAP Partnership so unique.
Our program, Dual Studies Program, is one of those talent initiatives. And I can really say that I'm very happy to have this opportunity.
Can you share with me a specific example of the initiative?
Yes, now in 2 weeks, I will be going to the UK. I will be studying and working there for 6 months. And it's all because of the GAP Partnership. They make it possible, and it's an opportunity I would get nowhere else.
Wow, are you excited? And is this your first time relocating to another country?
Yes, it's the first time living alone. It's the first time living in another country. So as you can tell, I'm very excited, but I'm also very happy. So I'm excited in a happy way to go there.
Glad that you have all the positive emotions. But my question is that what makes you feel that relocating to our UK office for a semester will be beneficial for developing your skills?
I think the first skill that will be developed totally is my English. I mean, I feel like having a good English, but there's always room for improvement. And I think my time there will improve my English totally. Another point is that working with people from another country will give me more knowledge about the work, more knowledge about everything. I can learn from new people. I can learn a new culture. So this is all what I'm looking very forward to.
I love your positive attitude of learning new things along the way in your career journey.
I also like that here in the GAP Partnership, we have the chance to join some projects as students. And one of them is actually the takeover project in our Instagram. And it's one of those, projects, yeah, that we are supposed to combine our knowledge in social media with what we do here in the GAP Partnership and what our daily life looks like. And I think that's one of the other talent development initiatives that I think can help us.
So can you tell me more about this Instagram takeover at the GAP Partnership? What is this initiative about?
It's a project where as students have the chance to be able to kind of record what we do in our daily lives and then showcase this to the followers of the GAP Partnership on Instagram. So we would be posting this like a short video of what we do in a life of ours.
So it's like showcasing your life at the GAP Partnership to other people. Would you call yourself a content creator or influencer here, being the younger generation?
Yeah, I guess it would be like that because we are also trying to increase the brand of the GAP Partnership with this initiative.
So do you see yourself leading your friends digitally in your communication on social media?
Yes, I can see that in the future. I can use this experience to my knowledge so that I have in the future, I can look back and see what I've learned so far from this.
It's great to hear about your enjoyable experience at the Gap Partnership in being trained for leadership roles in the future. Now, building on that, as dual students here, what has been your experience so far in terms of diversity and cultural differences?
I have a point for this. So I really like languages and I'm really looking forward to learn new languages. So at the moment, I'm aiming to learn Spanish. But before deciding to learn Spanish, I was questioning myself, what language should I go for? Should I go with Japanese? Should I do French? Or should I go with Spain? There are so many choices I could have taken. And I was talking with colleagues about it, asking them, what do you think? What language should I learn? And for each language I proposed, there was a colleague who could help me. So if I, for example, wanted to learn French, people told me, we have 5 people here who can speak French. I wanted to learn Spanish. There were also several people who speak Spanish who I can learn and practice with. I wanted to learn Portuguese. There are also Portuguese people here. So we have so many different kind of people here, different cultures, different languages, and you really profit from it. And languages are only one example of how you can profit from it.
Wow. So do you see an improvement in the languages that you would like to learn here at the Gap Partnership?
I will find out because I will start learning Spanish now in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, I really think so because only in the next apartment I will be there are people who speak Spanish and I can practice with them.
That's good to hear. How about you, Aurel?
Well, as you know, I'm from Indonesia, so moving here was definitely a big culture shock. And one of the most shocking things, I guess, I found out is that I've really learned how to work with the different cultures here, I guess, and also be aware of how other people work. Or a more specific example of what I've learned here is that I guess German people tend to be more direct and to the point. And I think this is because they want the efficiency, they want things to get done quickly. Whereas where I come from, we really try to maintain relationships and really think about people's feelings and making sure that our relationship with them is maintained. So we tend to beat around the bush and not be as direct as people in Germany. So this is something new I learned when coming here. So now I am really adapting to this, that I have to be more direct and to the point. Yeah.
So which type of communication style that you prefer? The one in Indonesia or in Germany?
I guess both has its positives and negatives, but I'm starting to like more the communication style here in Germany because everything's just direct to the point. There's no beating around the bush and you get things done quickly and easier.
That's very interesting. So my another question is about German punctuality. Did you struggle a little bit with that?
Yeah, yes, actually at the start. So back home, it's really... time isn't really considered as respected, I guess, in here. So when we, for example, have a meeting at 10 a.m., we always have like a buffer time of 30 minutes. So it doesn't matter if you're 10 or 20 minutes late, you're still okay. But here in Germany, I guess I learned that you got to be 10 minutes early to the meeting rather than 10 minutes late because it's really important that you respect other people's time as well.
That is very interesting to know about the cultural differences when it comes to personal life and also working experience. So lastly, how do you think the skills you have learned here, especially on negotiation skills, will contribute to your future career goals?
Well, it depends. I personally want to work in the sales department. I'm very interested in sales and being a sales manager, for example. And knowing how to negotiate properly might be very helpful for that. So I'm looking forward to use my negotiation skills in this career pathway.
All right. Saying about that, how many departments have you rotated at the Gap Partnership? Can you share a bit of your experience so far?
So now I've finished my third department. My first department was the finance department that I worked in for 8 months, followed by the operations department, 6 months. And now I finished the HR department, which also was 6 months long. As mentioned, my next time will be spent in the UK. There I will be working in the marketing department.
Do you have a favorite department so far?
I will answer this question if I've been to all departments, not now.
That's a very good reply, Laurie. And URL?
I've been in one in operations so far, and I've been here for 6 months now, yeah, in operations, and I really learned a lot, actually. Even if it's only just my first one, I know now that a lot of things in the gap partnership has to happen through operations. So, yeah, it's pretty important operation, a pretty important department, in my opinion.
What is the most impactful learning that you have learned in the operation team?
I have learned that communicating is really important, especially in a department where you really put processes into life. Because in operations, you take care of the process of selling a workshop, you really need to communicate with your colleagues because, for example, if something happens to a tutor of a workshop and he can't join, then someone's got to find a replacement for him really quickly because then the workshop will not happen then if you can't find a replacement for that. And I think the people in operations really are very communicative about that. The people in operations have to also come up with solutions as fast as possible because there are always times where there are unexpected situations that come up and no one has seen this situation come up before. So they got to be creative, really creative to find a solution for that. And yeah, so I think it's one of the most important things I learned in operations.
Yep. So you learn about clear communication style and also problem solving skills, which I believe are important for future career goals. So now all good things need to come to an end. Thank you, Aurel and Laurie, for sharing all the positively interesting experiences and valuable lessons that you have learned at the Gap Partnership, even to the extent of your personal life, such as negotiating your McDonald's meals or closing a deal in buying a car. I wish you both the best and good luck in achieving success in both your studies and working experiences.
Bye. Thank you for having us.